Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's feast is called the Conversion of St. Paul, although that word conversion doesn't actually appear in any of the lessons we just read. It seems to be an appropriate enough word. Our word convert comes from the Latin convertere, which literally means to turn around. You're walking one way, going one direction, and then suddenly you're turned around and going a different way. Somewhat ironically, Paul did not turn around, at least physically. He was on his way to Damascus and continued on that way. But what is this experience of conversion? At first glance, it may appear that we have little to learn from Saul's particular conversion experience. After all, he saw this bright light, was knocked off his horse, blinded, heard a voice from heaven, and had a brief conversation with Jesus. I would venture to guess that most of you in this room have not had quite such an experience. And so what can we learn from Saul's or Paul's conversion experience? Most obviously, perhaps, is that Paul didn't choose for it to happen. He didn't make a decision for Christ. He didn't invite Jesus into his heart. He didn't come to Christ. Christ came to him. Paul is walking one way, walking as an enemy of God, persecuting Christ because he's persecuting his church. And suddenly he's turned in a different direction. Paul does not convert. He is converted. It is God doing the work here. And so it is with each of us. God converted you. Jesus came to you, and he continues to come to you. What's sort of the first image that comes into your mind when I say the conversion of St. Paul? If you're like me, it's no doubt the whole incident on the road to Damascus. We tend to think that that is the moment when Paul was converted. It is not. Paul is converted in Damascus when a man of God named Ananias reluctantly goes to where Paul is and preaches to him and baptizes him. As Ananias preaches, the spiritual and physical scales fall off his eyes. Paul receives the Holy Spirit, and he is baptized. That whole business beforehand was just God getting Paul to be quiet for a minute and putting him where he needed to be so the real work of conversion could commence. Not with any great spectacle, but with a humble preacher bringing Christ to Paul through water and the word. And so it was with you. God used seemingly ordinary and somewhat boring means to convert you, and he continues to do so, sustaining your faith with water, word, bread, wine. A reluctant Ananias preached the gospel and administered the sacrament of baptism to Paul. Blindness was turned to sight, and we too hear the word of God, receive the sacraments, instruments by which our spiritual sight is restored and maintained. You came to faith through the word and in your baptism. Not super exciting, certainly not a road to Damascus experience, but this is how the Holy Spirit chooses to operate, through flawed, sometimes reluctant men who give us God's gifts. And what about Paul after his conversion? What happened then? Well, Ananias is told by Christ himself that he will show Paul how much he must suffer for the sake of his name. Your suffering and mine may not be exactly like St. Paul's, but our conversions, too, will carry some form of suffering, some kind of carrying the cross with Jesus, for God's word is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, and it accomplishes the purpose for which God sends it, that main purpose being the destruction, the death of your sinful nature, in the rising up of the new. Sanctification can be painful, but God assures you that it is for your eternal good. Conversion as Christ's own work, unencumbered by any preconceived emotional experience, accomplished through ordinary people, administering word and sacrament, accompanied by suffering and the cross and a lifetime journey of faith. This is what we learn from the conversion of St. Paul. May God continue to reveal himself to us in his word and sacraments. May he turn us around today and every day to walk in the life that Christ offers to each one of us. In the name of Jesus.